Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of the weekend, there's a man in town that you will just love. He is appearing at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow for two shows at 7:30 and 10. You can always get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. One of the winners, one of the grand prize winners, one of the final, well, the finalists. What year did you win?
05.
Last comic standing?
05. Yeah. I am, and let's keep doing this without saying my name.
I was about to.
I know, John. I'm messing with you.
Alonzo Bowden is here.
Yes.
Good morning.
I have the unique history of being a runner-up on the show and then getting to go back and win the show. Like, usually when you're runner-up, you're gone. And by the way, the worst spot on a reality show is coming in second.
Oh, right? First loser.
Yeah. Well, no, because what happens is there's three of us on stage, right? And they said, and the third runner-up is Gary Gulman, right? Uh-huh. Everybody, and they said... And now there's just two of us on stage, and they're like, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of Last Comic Standing, John Heffron. Ah! And then I'm just kind of standing there like, oh, yeah, and Alonzo came in second. Because like, there's two of you, so they announced the winner, and like, oh, yeah, the guy standing there, yeah, he came in second. So but then we went back and did another season, and I won.
Was that your season? Was that Gulman, Heffron, and you?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That season was insane. We also had Kathleen Madigan,
Tammy
Pescatelli, Todd Glass.
These are
Corey
all well-established.
All of us were on that. Yeah, we were all on that. It was like the all-headliner season
It sounds like a comedy lineup for this show.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, we're talking to every one of those people next week.
So how are you? I got you confused with somebody else, but I've always loved your work, and most of it I've seen on television.
Yes, thank you. I'm great. I'm doing great.
I saw you having some problem with your phone before. Were you having an argument with Siri?
Siri and I don't get along. I shouldn't say that. See, here's the thing with Siri. Siri doesn't need me anymore. Siri has my identification information, my passwords, my credit cards. Like, I have the new iPhone. I don't know what it costs because Siri bought it. I was just looking, and Siri said, do you need a new iPhone? And I said, no, Siri, I'm just looking. And she said, no, you need a new iPhone because your phone is going to stop working now. And the phone just stopped working. And she said, the new one is on the way. And I said, how much is it? And she said, none of your business. It's coming. And then I bought Alexa. And so I have Alexa in my kitchen and Siri on my phone. And to those listening, you don't want two women living in the same house. They do not get along. Siri's not happy. This new young woman's moved in, seems to know everything. No, it's not good.
Do you? Where are you from? And where do you base yourself?
Well, I grew up in New York.
Okay. All right. Where New York?
Queens.
Where in Queens?
St. Albans, Jamaica.
Home of James Brown.
I'm
from Queens myself.
Not only that, and this is going to get me killed here in Philly. You know, I am a Met fan.
Okay.
But not just a Met fan. I and the New York Mets were both born in Queens in 1962. Like, that's how far back I go with the Mets. We grew up. We were big time Met fans, and the great thing about being a Met fan is when May comes, you know the rest of the year you're free. Your season's over. It's like, yeah, maybe next year. Maybe next year. But man, did we have an April. Huh? How about that? No, it's always been fun being part of that team and being a fan of that team. But yeah, I grew up in New York and Queens. Then I moved to LA.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in LA most of my life, and love it. And the only team in LA that I've adopted are the Clippers. And of course, you guys have J.J. Redick and Tobias Harris from the Clippers because they wanted to see what it's like to go deep in the playoffs. but no, I love that. So that's my sports history.
So how much time do you spend? You must live in an airplane.
Man. I fly so much. I've had an experience many people haven't enjoyed. I've been downgraded on flights.
What?
Yeah, see, now I'm not going to mention the name of the airline, but it's an American airline. Just saying. And this has happened to me twice where I bought a business ticket, mm-hmm. right? And then I get there, and the first time it was really funny because nobody wanted to tell me what was wrong. I knew something was wrong because they wouldn't let me check in. And I they were like, yeah, just go to the counter. So finally I go to the counter, and there's another brother there. And I guess they said, yeah, he'll be able to tell him. And he's like, seriously. And he was like, did anyone tell you what's going on? And I was like, no. He said, man, we had to downgrade you out of business class. I was flying to Bermuda. I was doing a gig I do in Bermuda. And they said, yeah, we switched airplanes, and it's smaller, so they don't have enough seats. So they moved you to coach, right? And I'm like, what? And he said, yeah, man, that's just, you know. So, I guess they said, well, if a brother tells him, he won't get mad. So my first thought is, all right, well, I'm going to sue. Like, you can't move a brother to the back of the plane. What? You can't do that, right? And I get on the plane, and we're going to Bermuda. Everyone in business class was black. I was like, come on. I can't even get a race card thing happening. Everybody. So that was the first time that they did it. And then more recently, you know, they've grounded these 737 right. Maxes.
Right.
So they said, yeah, we you were on a 737 Max, so we put you on a different plane and downgrade. So here's your choice. You can keep your business class ticket on a plane that might crash, or you can go sit in coach on a plane that's going to make it there. And I was like, who gets downgraded? I've never even heard of that. I didn't even know that was within, like, the rules.
I've never heard of such a word.
They can do that. They're just so you know. They can do that, and you have a choice of getting angry. Uh-huh. Like, that's all you get.
That's
you
know, it. That's
you,
it.
You get, do I get free miles? No, you just get angry. So,
right, yeah, and you get a lot of, yeah, I understand that, sir, but you're right. Still downgrounded.
Right, yeah, no that, matter sir. What. Like, yeah, you know. So, there's that.
Now, can I ask how old you are now?
I am, and my agent hates when I tell it my actual age. I'm 56.
You're 56?
Which people...
You look damn good for 56.
Yeah, but it's going to wear off.
You're not backing up with that black don't crack thing?
No, it doesn't. I look great, but then what happens is it just suddenly comes to an end, right? Like, wow, he looked great. He just died. What happened? What happened? What'd he die from? Black. Been black all my life. It finally wore me out. No, I'm going to tell you, Jim, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get sick, and they're going to go to my health insurance, and my health insurance is just going to say, yeah, let him go. Like, they don't raise my premiums anymore. They actually reduce my coverage. Every year I get something. I'm looking at you. You're young.
It's
you
another downgrade. You
don't, yeah, it's another yeah. downgrade. See, he doesn't even know yet about health insurance. Once you hit 50, health insurance is a big part of your act. You're like, oh, I got the health insurance. Let me do my health insurance chunk. So they sent me this thing, and they said, if you're really sick, like if it's a life or death emergency, you can go to the emergency room. Otherwise, and they gave me a phone number, call this number and you can video chat with a doctor. That like so I'm going to need surgery and I'm going to call and he's going to be like, oh, okay, go to the kitchen. Get the sharpest knife you have. Right? Then the next day they just find me on the kitchen floor like, oh man, what happened? He lost the signal. Yeah, he's in the middle of a procedure, you know. He messed around with Boost Mobile. You know, you doing a procedure, you got to have Verizon. You can't have Sprint and do a medical procedure. So
buffering.
Yeah, exactly. Buffering. Exactly. I'm like, what do I do next?
So I'm about to get into some dangerous territory here.
All right,
because I know you well enough. I don't know if you heard about it, and as a Mets fan, you might know this. That the Yankees have cut out Kate Smith singing God Bless America because they found out that in the 30s, she recorded a couple of songs. One is Pickaninny Heaven.
Yeah, I heard about this. Right. I heard about
it. And the other one is That's Why Darkies Were Born.
Yeah, you know, not only offensive, but also... You had to look it up. Like, you had to tell, like, Pickaninny, that one's so old, you had to tell people, you know, this used to be a thing. You know, it's what you got to do, right? This is one of those where a lot of people say, well, it was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but it still happened. And, right. And we'd rather not. Like, there's a bunch of other people who sang God Bless America who weren't involved in the big Pickaninny scandal. So... Yeah, pick someone else who did the song. You know what I mean? And let that be. Thanks to them. I appreciate that. When you find out something mm-hmm. is wrong, to say, okay, you know, it might have been part of society, you know, 80, 90 years ago, but now it's wrong, so we're going to get away from it. So good for the Yankees. Good for the Yankees.
At the same time, imagine, I mean, if they didn't, even though she did it, if yeah. somebody didn't bump into this information, because in all honesty, 2 days ago, nobody knew it.
Right. And that's okay. You know, it, like if you didn't know it, you can't be held responsible for it. And that's fair. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a lot of things going on with the Me Too movement. It's the right. same thing where there were some horrible things done and said and people didn't know about it, but now people have found out about it and we're in a different time and they're like, no, you can't continue with this, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. behavior or endorsement or doing business with or something like that. I, you know, so good for the Yankees for doing this. I'm more concerned with the new racists, you know, that those are the ones I'm worried about. But yeah, good for the Yankees for putting, you know, for saying, hey, this was wrong and we're not going to keep going with it and we'll do away with it, you know.
Now, I wonder what's going to happen with the Flyers.
Well, I don't know how often they roll out Kate Smith anymore.
They still got Lauren Hart.
Well, yeah,
doing it, right.
And they would sing together. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't know if there's any darkies on the Flyers. I don't know what's going on there. Look how nervous he got just when I said that.
He got downgraded.
Yeah, he got downgraded.
Alonzo Bowden is appearing tonight.
Yeah, please, let's not end it on the darkies joke.
Right, fine.
Can we
okay.
not? Can
Alonzo,
we go somewhere else?
How big are your balls? Because that voice, Jesus.
Seriously, I had to turn my volume down.
You know, and Jim, you've got a great voice.
I'm John, but that's okay.
John, I'm sorry, right. John. That's sorry, right. John.
That's for leaving your name out in the beginning.
That's right. That's right. Hey, what's his name? The guy with the voice, you know, the host of the show.
Well, yeah. Dave thinks that you look like Jeffrey Holder.
Jeffrey Holder's
okay.
kid.
Jeffrey
so
Holder's
tell you,
kid.
I'll give you, it's great. Now you've set up a great story we can go out on. I'm going to give you the Jeffrey Holder story. So I have got that. And my dad used to get that. So like I said, we were Met fans. So we're at a Mets game. And this guy, this drunk guy, insists my dad is Jeffrey Holder. Right? And he's like,
and
Jeffrey
at that time,
Holder.
It was the these are cola nuts.
Yeah,
these
this
are
is in the 70s.
Nuts.
What right, am I yeah, doing? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He's doing 7-Up commercials and all kind of stuff.
And it was a Bond film.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
Barons
and Eddie.
You know what? I didn't know that he was a choreographer.
Really?
Jeffrey Holder's career started. He was a Broadway choreographer. I never knew that. But anyway, we're at the game, and this guy won't let it go. And finally, my dad looks at him and says, if I were Jeffrey Holder, would we be sitting up here? Like we're up at the top deck. We're like, no, Jeffrey Holder doesn't sit. Jeffrey Holder doesn't know these seats exist. Okay, Jeffrey Holder has never heard of the 300 section or whatever. Like, yeah, it's like, no, trust me. Jeffrey Holder, see down there near the field? That's where Jeffrey Holder sits. We're sitting up here in the working class seats.
Well, Alonzo Bowden is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10 at Helium Comedy Club. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Thank you for getting up, for coming
John,
in.
John, this has been awesome. Thank you. Good luck with your new studios. To those listening, they're in some temporary studios right here, which are, it's a nice office.
Yeah.
But it's probably not a great radio studio. And while you're talking, I'm going to go steal that boombox. To those listening, they have a boombox out there with like dual cassettes
and
stuff
CD.
Like that.
And
like,
CD.
Like if you turn it on, it just starts playing Fight the Power. Even though there's not even any music in it. You just hit the power button and it starts playing Fight the Power.
I nearly said Jeffrey Holder, our guest. Alonzo Bowden.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.